Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our new show. It's very nice to be back with you again. Lucy and I sincerely hope that you're going to enjoy our program this year. And we are sure that you're going to get a big thrill out of seeing the brand new 1958 Force in our program tonight. We have some wonderful guests lined up for you.
Psst. What's the matter?
It's time to do the show.
Oh,
time to do the show. I'll see you tonight.
And the Ford dealers of your community present the new Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz Show. With guest stars, Ann Southern, Cesar Romero, Rudy Valley, Hedda Hopper, and, of course, Vivian Bass, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Here she is. She's coming up the drive.
Who's she?
Hedda Hopper.
Who's Hedda Hopper?
Oh, she's a famous columnist, darling, and she's going to do a story on how Mommy and Daddy first met. Oh, dear.
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm so nervous, I don't know what I... There she is! Honey, now mind your manners in front of Hedda Hopper, see?
Okay.
And for goodness sake, don't say anything about her funny hat.
Yes,
hello, Miss...
It's so good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
You remember Lucy?
Why, of course. How are you, Lucy?
Fine, Miss Hopper. This is our little Ricky.
Well, hello, little Ricky. I have a granddaughter just about your same age.
How do you do, Miss Hopper? I'm not supposed to say anything about your funny hat.
Oh, that's all right. Everybody makes fun of my hats. I'd be furious if they didn't. You know, Bob Hope says it's the only hat in Hollywood that gives him hay fever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, won't you sit down, Miss Hopper?
Yes, sit down, please. Yes, sir.
Now, let's get right down to business.
Okay.
How did you two people first meet?
Well, I was in Havana, as you know. I was living down there, and Lucy and
Hi.
My girlfriend...
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, we didn't know you had company.
Oh.
No. We'll come back later.
Yes, we'll come back later.
Okay, you do that. Now, where were we?
Well, Miss Hopper, these are our best friends, the Mercers. Miss Hedda Hopper.
Oh, how do you do,
Miss Hopper?
Do? I'm doing an article on how Lucy and Ricky first met.
Oh, well, we were there at the time. But we'll come back later.
Yes, we'll come back later.
Well, if you were there, maybe you could help fill in some of the details.
Well, now, if you insist. See, we were on this tropical cruise. It was our honeymoon.
Honeymoon? You'd already been married 12 years.
Well, it was a sort of a belated honeymoon.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure the marriage would last before I spent a lot of dough on a trip like that.
Don't print that in your story.
Maybe we'd better start at the very beginning. Now tell me, how did you two meet?
Well, please,
I think it would be better if one person spoke at a time.
So do I. You see, it all started 17 years ago. I was a secretary in New York, and this friend of mine, Susie McNamara, she was a secretary in the same office, and we saved our money to go on this ocean cruise. You see, Susie and I were looking for some culture.
The way I remember, you had your hooks out for a man.
Well, let's just say we were looking for some cultured men. You see, Miss Hopper, the travel folder on this cruise to Havana promised us romance, excitement, adventure. Well, we soon found out that things were quite different. Apparently, a lot of women had the same idea.
any luck?
I have searched this boat stem to stern, top to bottom, fore and aft, and I haven't found one available man.
I hate to tell you, Lucy,
we're traveling on a floating YWCA.
Brother, they weren't kidding when they said this ship was on its maiden voyage.
Well, wait till I get my hands on that cruise director. You remember how he promised us all this romance and excitement and adventure? Ha! Yeah. Well,
there's another dance on board tonight. Do you want to go?
Ah, do you? On one condition. Tonight you lead.
Well, he's better than nothing.
I was looking for something a little younger.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh, dear.
You know, the farther we go, the younger he looks.
Let's ask him if he'll go to the dance with us tonight, huh?
Pardon us, sir.
Pardon us.
Well, how do you do?
And my name is Susan McNamara. Well. And I'm Lucy McGillicuddy.
Ah. No, I'm Freddie Mertz.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Mertz?
Susie and I were just saying that you look like the kind of man that would be a good dancer. Do you like to dance?
Do I like to dance? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a regular dancing fool.
Are you really?
Really?
Well,
you know, there's a dance on board tonight, but I suppose a man like you already has a date.
Yes, he has. Get away, girl. We saw him first.
Oh, I wish you had, but unfortunately, I did.
Pardon me. This is Mrs. Mertz, Lucille McGillicuddy, and Susie McNamara.
How do you do? Come on, Freddie. We're going to play ping pong.
I can't play ping pong now, honey bunch. I've got an appointment with a barber to have my hair cut.
Oh, honestly, you pay more attention to that hair than you do to me. Sometimes I wish you were bald.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't worry. That's one thing that'll never happen to me. See you at the dance, girls.
Oh, don't be too sure.
Well, now, are we having a jolly time? Yeah, how about tossing around the old medicine ball?
How about tossing around some young men?
Oh, come now. Gotta keep in shape, you know.
For whom?
Well.
You promised us this cruise was going to be romantic. How can it be romantic without any men?
Well, sometimes our passenger list doesn't balance out just the way we hoped it would.
Oh, you can say that again.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a little workout. It'll take your mind off men.
You leave our minds right where they are.
Listen, you know, I have a notion just to report you to your company director.
Well, but...
Why did you give us false information?
Please, Miss McGillicuddy. Take your hands off my whistle. I'll let you in on a little secret. There is an eligible man on board.
Oh.
In fact, one of the most eligible men in America.
Who is it? Who is it?
Rudy Vallee.
Rudy Vallee?
Shh.
Rudy Vallee. Now, if Rudy Vallee is on this boat, how come we haven't seen him?
Yeah.
Well, due to an excess of feminine admirers, Mr. Vallee has wisely chosen to remain locked in his cabin.
Oh.
And I don't suppose you choose to tell us what cabin he has wisely chosen to stay locked into.
No, I don't suppose I would. And I don't want you girls up here on deck bothering him when he takes his 11 o'clock stroll tonight.
11 o'clock stroll?
On this deck.
Oh, if Mr. Kennard ever hears about this, I'll be demoted to the Albany night boat.
You don't have to worry about us. We won't bother him.
No, of course not.
No.
Oh, what a relief. Well, don't forget, hot bouillon and soda wafers at snack time. Bye.
You know, I think I'll play bridge tonight.
Fine, you do that. You're so good at bridge.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'll see the movie they're showing.
Oh, good. It's a double feature.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. I thought you were playing bridge.
Oh, I am. I am. I was dummy. I just thought I'd step out for a breath of fresh air.
Oh.
I thought you were at the movies.
Oh, I was, but I just couldn't stand it any longer.
Oh, what was showing?
100 men and a girl.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Shouldn't you be getting back to your bridge game?
Oh, yes, I guess I should. And shouldn't you be getting back to the movie?
Yeah, I guess I can get back in now. Cartoons probably are.
Yes. You just sneaked up here to meet Rudy Ballet.
You sneaked up here for the same reason.
Oh.
Look, why don't you get lost? I was here first.
Well, I was here second, and I'm not budging.
Well, neither am I.
Now, look here. You've got Harold and shipping at the office. I don't know why you want to hog everybody.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. You let me have Rudy, and I'll let you have Harold.
Big deal.
What if I throw in Wilbur in accounting?
I don't care if you throw in Wilbur, the whole accounting department, and that new salesman. We don't know if he's married or not yet. I'm staying right here.
Well, so am I. And I'm keeping Harold, too.
Oh.
Good evening, Mr. Valley.
Good evening, Mr. Valley. It's a lovely evening for a stroll,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes,
Mr. Valley, there's nothing like the sea air, is there, Mr. Valley?
Absolutely. It's splendid for my sinus condition. That's the secret of my singing.
Oh, is that so? You mean it clears your...
your sinuses?
No, it clogs them.
Oh! Well, I thought you... Oh, Mr. Mouse! Daddy!
Got him stashed away somewhere.
If I had him stashed away, I'd be stashed away with him.
It's very strange.
Yes, it is. I looked
disappear
there,
but I
went. Gee.
Right. And he went. Pardon me. Have you seen Rudy Valley?
I went that way. I mean, he.
Director gave me his word that Rudy Valley was on board.
And I wormed it out of him that he takes a walk on this very deck at 11 o'clock every night.
Let's spread out and make a drag.
Mr.
Valley!
One more step and I'll jump.
Oh, Mr. Valley, surely you don't mean that. By George, he meant it.
Smile up.
Rip your frown off.
We've got plenty of reason to grin.
Do you see what I see?
From over there I see
our ship is coming in. Turn the town on.
Shine the streets up.
Call your neighbors and send for your kin.
I've got the rumeros.
Got souveniros.
Our ship is coming in. These empty pockets.
Money's gonna flow free.
We're gonna help them spend their vacation.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Hola. Bienvenido.
Lots of things to see
and do
and listen to
and buy.
By that he means we're at your service by night or day.
To drive you during New Havana stay.
He means you're gonna meet Viejo Pintura.
That's our horse, old paint.
Who knows every point of interest in the town.
He's anxious to show you why. Love Havana.
Ventura Town.
Come on along, come on along,
come on along and meet Havana, and we'll come too.
You'll learn Havana's magic word.
Come on,
come on,
come on.
Alquilamos un coche.
Aquí tenemos un coche muy bueno.
Aquí hay un coche muy bueno, con un caballo muy bueno. Les enseñamos toda la Habana, ¿eh? Señorita, aquí.
Les enseñamos todos los lugares que tenés aquí en La Habana.
I'm so glad we got to know each other.
So am I.
I hope you have a nice time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Mr. Valley, I'm awfully sorry about what happened.
Yes, how's your cold?
Yeah,
at least you didn't get pneumonia.
No thanks to you. Fortunately for music lovers everywhere, I was on the Yale swimming team.
Mr. Valley, can you ever forgive me?
No.
Oh. Well...
Oh, come on now, girls. Don't look so down at the mouth. I'm sure you'll find romance here in Havana.
Now, just don't give us that romance routine again. I am going straight to your steamship company and demand all of my $84.50 back.
Yes. Yeah. I've had more romance in the Staten Island Ferry for a nickel.
Girls.
What?
You see those two fellows over there?
Yeah?
What about them?
They're just dying to meet you.
They are?
Really?
Yes. However, introductions in Cuba have to be handled very delicately. So you wait here.
Oh.
How do you like that? We didn't get a fare again.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I do. People just don't like to drive in a horse-drawn cab anymore. They want an automobile.
Well, I don't care. They have more fun when they ride with us.
Yeah, well, nobody rides with us.
Well, if they did ride with us, they have a lot more fun.
Oh.
Automobile.
Ricky, look, partner, let's face it. We're gonna have to get rid of Viejo Pintura.
Shh. We'll hear you. Very sensitive.
Would you fellas like to earn $10?
Yeah. What do we have to do?
Escort two young ladies around town and show them romantic Havana.
Which two?
Yeah, what's the difference? We'll do it.
Good. It's those two ladies right over there. Now, I want you to have them back at the hotel by midnight, and I'll be waiting out in front to pay you.
Oh, sure, fine, thank you.
Good. Just give me a moment, and then come over and introduce yourself.
All right.
Well, they were very shy, but I arranged everything.
Oh, thank you. That's very,
very nice
of you. Thank you.
Have a good time, huh?
Thank you.
Well, things are looking up.
Yeah.
Who gets who? I like the one with the mustache.
So do I.
Well, I was thinking of the other one for you. The one with the shoe button eyes.
He is not my type.
Well, he's not mine either.
All right, call it.
Heads.
Two out of three?
No, Lucy, don't be so fussy. You're only going for a sightseeing tour. You're not going to marry the guy.
Buenos dias, señoritas.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Allow us to introduce ourselves.
Oh, they speak English.
This is my friend, Carlos Garcia.
Encantado, señorita.
How do you do?
And I'm Rick Ricardo.
Oh, how do you do? My name is Susan McNamara.
Susan McNamara.
And this is Lucy...
McGillicuddy.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Garcia?
Miss McGillicuddy?
McGillicuddy.
Your luggage here?
No, not yet. Okay.
Would you excuse us for a minute, please?
Surely.
Huh? Yeah, come on.
Excuse me.
I'll take the blonde. Now, that's the one I want. You take the other one.
The other one is not my type.
What's the matter with it?
I don't like redheads.
Oh, wait a minute.
Cara.
Hey, Cruz.
Dos por tres.
No. Ya gané.
Oh, look, Ricky, don't be silly. It's only for one evening. You're not going to see her again anyway.
Vamos. Tú siempre sales con la...
Pero, hijo, gané. Mary's wedding.
Yes, those two are mine.
Is he?
And this is mine. And I'll take this.
Yes. Oh, let him carry it for you.
Oh, yes. Well... horse, not you.
Why are we stopping here?
Well, this is Paradise Point. See, right over there. It's supposed to be the most romantic spot in all Havana. Oh. It is said that if a boy and a girl look at that view together, they instantly fall in love.
All right.
Lucy.
Es el lunar que tiene cielito lindo. Come on, Ricky.
Junto a la boca.
Oh, I know that song. I learned it in high school.
Oh. No se lo des a nadie. Cielito lindo. Y a mí me toca.
With it.
It's terrible.
Well, you should talk. You're no Rudy Valley yourself.
Rudy Valley? Well, I could sound like him if I wanted to.
My time is your time. And your...
How dare you make fun of Rudy?
Gee, you think you knew him personally.
Well, it just so happens that I do. He was on the boat with us, and he went overboard for me.
Oh, sure.
If you don't believe me, Susie, don't I know Rudy Valley? Susie? Don't I know Rudy Valley?
Rudy who?
Oh, heaven's sake. Giddy up.
Oh, she means the horse, not you.
Why did you bring us to this crummy little place?
Because my uncle owns this crummy little place.
What do they call it?
El tambor.
What?
El tambor. It means drum. See, all the tables. Every table is a drum, see?
Very clever.
Would you like to order now?
Oh, would you like a drink before dinner? Our Cuban rum is very famous.
No, thank you. I don't drink.
How about you?
I don't even want dinner.
Tres dinners.
Make that two.
Dos dinners.
Thank you.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, I'd love to.
Cody?
Oh, thank you.
For nada.
What?
Por nada. It means you're welcome.
Oh. They're very nice.
Violetas.
Violetas?
Si.
Violetas. You know, now that I look at this place, it's really quite picturesque. I'm sorry I called it crummy.
Oh, that's all right. Now that I look at it, it is kind of crummy.
Oh. No, it isn't. It's really very nice.
You know, you're very cute when you smile.
So are you.
Gracias.
Por nada.
Very good.
Violetas, por nada.
Gracias. Would you care to dance?
Si, si.
Dance very well for a foreigner.
I'm not a foreigner, I'm an American.
I know, but this is Cuba.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I forgot. Do people always dance this close in Cuba? We don't dance as close in America.
Well, Cuba is a lot smaller than America.
That's true, yes.
It's wonderful. Lucy.
Oh.
Come on, honey.
Ricky.
That was fun.
Oh, but a number for us.
Yeah. Oh, no, not tonight. I don't want to sing.
Oh, come on, Ricky.
Oh,
sing a song,
Ricky,
for
sing
us.
A song.
Wonderful. What do you hear?
Please sing. I love your singing.
You do?
Yes.
All right, senorita. Just for you.
Oh, fine.
When his heart is too full for words, a man's guitar speaks for him. Or he makes his violin sing. When his lady needs convincing. You may think I'm at a disadvantage, but I manage. Señorita whispers, go away. All I do is smile at her and say, that means I love you. She may argue when I try to steal a kiss, but the winning argument is this, that means I love you. That means I'm lonely. Having trouble, follow my advice. Let a conga brother break the ice. That means I love you. Not here, please. If you're having trouble, follow my advice. Brother, let a conga break the ice. That means that I love you.
Sure happens fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ain't a more grand. It's real bueno. See, see. What are we so happy about? When we get on that boat tomorrow, we'll never see them again.
Gee, that's right.
Lucy, why don't we stay down here and get jobs?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, what would I do? I don't know how to write shorthand in Spanish.
Well, you don't know how to write it in English either.
Look who's talking, the queen of the coffee breaks.
That means I love you.
What does that mean?
That means I'm pooped.
Let's go to bed.
Their room is right up there, see?
Boy, I sure must be in love. I never thought I'd be serenading anybody for free.
Me either.
Where have you fellas been? I've been looking all over for you. I wanted to give you your money.
What money?
Well, you know, for taking out the girls. Here you are, $10 for taking those pests off my hands.
Oh, look, we don't want your money.
Huh?
We're in love.
See, we're in love.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll never forget you, and Mr. Kennard will never forget you either.
Uh-oh. When this heart is too full for words, a man's guitar speaks.
Oh, hi.
Hiya there.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Did you have a good time yesterday? We saw you leaving with those two handsome Latins. I was hoping one of them would turn out to be Mr. Wright.
They were just a couple of gigolos. They were paid to take us out.
Oh, isn't that terrible? Imagine being paid to take a girl out. Yeah. How do you like that, Fred?
I'd like that fine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would like to ask you something.
Yeah.
What?
Is it an American custom to drop a flower pot in the head of the man you love?
Is it a Cuban custom to accept money for taking out the woman you love?
What are you talking about?
We saw that man pay you off for taking us out.
Yes. And in America, we have a name for men like you.
Yeah.
You mean gigolos?
Yes, gigolos.
Now, wait a minute. That fella didn't pay us to take you out.
No, you know, he was going to, but we wouldn't take his money.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
No, you can ask the fella yourself.
Oh. Yeah, why don't you ask the man? I wouldn't take money for taking you out.
Ricky, is this the truth?
Cross my heart.
Cuban scout's honor.
Shall we believe them?
Well, how could anybody so tall, dark, handsome, and beautiful be a liar?
Lucy? You sure are cute when you smile.
You know, we do have a custom in America. After you have a fight, you kiss and make up, don't we, Susie?
Yes.
Well, that's a very lovely custom.
That's a wonderful custom.
You like it.
Quite a custom, see?
Don't look at me.
I'll never see you again.
Oh, honey, don't cry. No.
You're never going to see him again either.
Gee, that's right.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, now, I think I got an idea.
What?
You know, well, last night I couldn't sleep at all.
Why not?
Well, I had a throbbing pain.
Oh.
That's all right, dear. As a matter of fact, I'm glad it happened because... it gave me time to think.
You're lucky. All it gave me was a headache.
Really, I think I got a wonderful plan.
Yes. What?
Well, you know that Carlos and I, we have to have guaranteed jobs to go to America.
I know that. Yes. I know that.
Well, you said that Rudy Valli was a very good friend of yours, didn't you?
Yeah, why?
Well... Carlos plays the guitar, and I play the drum and sing. And if Rudy Valli is such a good friend of yours, you could get him to give us an audition, and he could give us a job with his orchestra, and we could all go to America together.
Magnifico, Ricky, that's a wonderful idea.
¿Verdad?
Sí, vamos con ella.
Enseguida.
Ahora.
Isn't that a wonderful idea?
If he she came.
Yeah, well,
Would you talk to him?
Yeah, I'll... talk to him.
Oh, well, speak of the devil.
Go on, dear, talk to him.
Now?
Yes, dear, go ahead.
Now, you mean?
No. We'll all get out of the car and we'll get an audition right here.
Lucy.
Pardon me, Mr. Valli.
Oh, no, it's you again.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Could I talk to you for a moment, Mr. Valli? It's very important.
No, some other time.
Well, Mr. Valli, look, I don't blame you for being upset about what happened on the boat, but I must talk to you for just a minute, please.
It grieves me to say this to anyone, but my time is not your time.
Mr. Valli, please, I've just got to talk to you for 1 minute.
I've met every type of fan, but, young lady, you are certainly unique.
Well, thank you, thank you. I am one of your biggest fans, and my friends over there, they're big fans of yours, too. As a matter of fact... they are all officers of the International Rudy Valli Fan Club. So won't you just come over and say hello to them?
Tell them to write me and I'll send them autographed photographs.
Well, Mr. Valli, I don't think you understand. I do think you should come over there. You see, this is an emergency. You see that blonde there?
Yes, yes.
Well, she is a troublemaker. I am having great difficulty keeping her from swinging the whole group over to that newcomer Bing somebody or other.
I suppose that does call for the personal touch.
Yes, it does.
I recall a similar problem several years ago, and I was forced to stump the country to stem the rising tide for Nelson Eddy.
Ah. Well, you know what I mean, then.
Yes, yes.
You know just what I mean. Yes. So the personal touch is called for.
Well, here he is. I was telling Mr. Valli what big fans we are of his and how we adore his singing.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yes,
yes, of course. I could listen to you sing all day.
So could I. What about you, young lady?
About me?
Yes,
what
about
you? Oh, well, I think I have every record you and your Connecticut Yankees ever made.
Every record you have, for I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems.
Oh, yes, I love that one. And my friends Ricky and
Carlos.
Do you
also have all Phil the Stein's the dear old main shout till the rafters ring?
Oh, you sing that one beautifully.
Do you know Cielito Lindo?
Yes.
Cielito Lindo, I'm afraid I don't know.
Well, it just so happens that they do.
I don't know Cielito Lindo, but I do know the Whiffen Poof song. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
Mr. Valli, can't you be quiet for for a minute?
I beg your pardon?
Can't you be quiet for a minute and listen to someone else sing?
I, Rudy Valley, listen to someone else sing.
I don't mean to be rude, but we don't have much time, and I want you to hear Carlos and Ricky sing before the boat leaves. That's why we ask you to come over here.
Then am I to assume this was all a ruse and that you're not members of my international fan club?
Well, now, not exactly. No, we are big fans of yours, and we adore your singing. But I...
You're nothing but a prevaricating charlatan.
Well!
You can't call the woman I love a prevaricating charlatan?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds awful.
You take that back.
Yeah, take it back. Keep out of this, you unpleasant peasant.
Now, now, how dare you call him an unpleasant peasant?
You Crosby lover.
Crosby lover, oh.
A moment, I can't get it. Now, just don't push me.
Your hands off my eyes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes, Your Honor.
Been drinking that rum again, huh?
No, Your Honor.
You know what I told you about that?
What makes you think that?
What's that on your coat?
Silencio! Say, are you Rudy Valley?
Guilty, Your Honor.
Well, I'm a big fan of yours. In fact, I have all your records. How are you?
Do you have? We are poor little lambs.
What's happened here?
You tell him, honey.
Señor juez, lo que único que pasó allá que el señor este y yo le queríamos dar una audición aquí al señor Rudy Valle para que nos diera un trabajo con su orquesta para podernos ir a Estados Unidos a casarnos con la muchacha esta que conocemos. Pero él siempre, el señor, estaba cantando ba, 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 y no podía...
That's right.
Why didn't you want to let this boy sing?
I didn't know what they wanted to sing for me until it was too late.
Oh. Oh, well, then, Your Honor, in that case, perhaps they could sing for him right now.
Here?
Yes.
Why not? Sing!
Sing! Oh, yes, sing, sing.
Mira, chico, lo que pasó con la guitarra. No tengo nada. That's all right. I have another guitar.
¿Tiene la guitarra, juez?
Here it is.
Oh, señor juez, gracias.
Muchísimas gracias.
Gracias. Vamos.
Ese lunar que tienes, cielito lindo, junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo, que a mí me toca.
They'll be on new Cuban Vogue in the United States, and I have two new Connecticut Yankees.
Hey! What is that? Yankees from Connecticut, señor!
Hey, we got a lot to do if we're going to make that boat.
Oh, yeah. You have to go to the consulate to get your exit permit.
We better get going.
Yeah, yeah, let's
get going. Just a moment.
Who's going to pay for the damages?
Yeah, the damages. How much?
Boy,
I don't have any money.
Well, I don't either.
Well, I don't have that much money.
We don't know the amount yet.
Whatever it is, he doesn't have that much money.
I'll pay it.
Mr. Clarence, I guess you're just about the nicest person in the whole world.
Well, if you insist.
How much is it? I have to call my boss and find out. He's picking it up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Gosh, they'll never make that phone.
Oh, yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Apúrate, hurry.
Well?
It's busy.
Oh.
Well, here's $100. That ought to cover it. Now we can all go.
No, somebody has to stay here and find out how much it is.
Oh, well, look, we'll stay here. You fellas go ahead.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Goodbye.
Wait a minute. It's just the time. You'll have a terrible time getting to that concert. I better go along with you right now. Hey, officer, see if this man gets his money all right now.
Gracias, señor.
For corn's sake, if we don't hurry up and get out of here, none of us will make the boat. We got to go back and pack and check out of the hotel.
Yeah,
so do we. Well,
it's still busy.
Oh, dear.
But keep trying.
Look, would you pack for us and we'll meet you on the boat? We're in 6B. Would you do that?
Oh, we'd be happy to.
Don't worry.
I got the hotel.
Oh, good.
Hello, boss. Yes, they want to know how much the damage has come to. I'll tell them. He says it comes to $235.
$235 for what?
157 broken dishes, 3 marble tables I got cracked.
Oh, never mind. How much have you got, Susie?
Gee, I've only got $17.
I got 25. That's 100 and...
It's $142.
142.
Well, the damages are $235. You are $93 short.
Oh. I don't suppose you take a discount for cash.
Oh, I'm sorry. You either have to pay the damages or I'll have to put you in jail.
What do you mean, put us in jail? We have to catch that boat. Our friends won't know what happened to
us.
That's
right.
That's no concern of mine.
Oh, honestly. Well, if that judge was here, he wouldn't treat us.
No, he wouldn't treat us like that.
Talk to him about it when he gets back.
I never heard of anything like this in my life.
Take this, señorita.
What for?
We like our prisoners to be comfortable.
I guess they bring the bread later.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Boy, what a gloomy little pokey this is.
Yeah, they didn't mention this place in the travel folder.
Sure didn't. I hope that judge gets back here in a hurry and gets us out.
Just don't worry, he will.
Boy, it's hot in here.
You want another glass of water?
Yes, please. Here you are. Thank you. This water tastes so funny.
Well, water always tastes funny in a different country. You have to get used to it.
Yeah. I'm getting used to it now.
Good.
Mrs. Ricky Ricardo.
And Mrs. Carlos Garcia.
You know, we really owe that cruise director an apology.
Thanks to that boy, we both met the men of our...
The men of our what?
The men of our...
What?
Dreams. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's quite all right. I don't know how to cure those hiccups.
I don't very often have hiccups, but I've certainly got them now.
Well, here, honey, you just drink this right down in one gulp. Now do it. Just do it.
It worked.
Good.
contagious.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's just one thing to do. Drink it down. Oh, one go.
Right, one go.
That's a wonderful cure.
Sure is.
You know, the more you drink of this stuff, the better it tastes.
Yeah. You should. Here you go.
Judge so long.
Has it been so long?
An interminable time. Just interminable.
You know something, Lucy?
Huh?
I'll bet that judge is taking a siesta someplace.
A siesta? Well, he's got a lot of nerve. We might miss our boat to America.
Well, a lot he cares about us, that old hypocrite.
Yeah, the old hypocrite.
That old hypocrite. And after he acted so friendly, too.
Yeah, if you ask me, he was a little too friendly.
Well, yes, a little too friendly.
Yeah, well, when my Ricky and your Carlos find out that we're not on that boat, they'll come right back here for us.
What makes you so sure?
What
makes you so sure? Maybe they are just a couple of gigolos and they're using us to get to America.
They wouldn't do a thing like that. Would they?
Well, now, if you recall, they were the ones that suggested that you talk to Rudy Valley.
You're right. They're going to leave us here to rot in this Havana. Is locked. Well, they've got a nerve.
What do you mean, locking this door,
yes,
buddy?
Yes, now, isn't there, buddy?
Is there any reason
we're to Americans, lock the door? Buddy.
Oh,
no.
Come on, buddy. Let's get out of here.
Oh. Boy, when they take a siesta down here, they don't mess around.
Get the key.
Okay, buddy.
What's the matter?
It's too big. I can't get it.
Well, let me try.
Now, you watch this now. Just let me get in here now. Oh, watch that first step. It's a dilly.
Now, here we go.
My, you are clever.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. They got the keyhole on the wrong side. Well, there's more than one way to fuss. What are you doing?
I want my mother to taste this.
Well,
Lucy, what are you doing?
All my life I've wanted to play the harp.
Come on, we gotta go, Come on. You have been a brick through this whole ugly mess. That is a stunning necklace. Is it new? No, it's been in the family for years.
Find him on a ship anyway.
Neither can I.
They're taking up the gangplank.
Oh, no. Think Lucy's not going out.
No, Ricky, no, she's loco.
Lucy!
Sophie, what are you doing in that film?
Oh, that's marvelous. But whatever happened to your friends Susie and Carlos?
Oh, they went together for a while, and then they had a falling out.
They weren't the only ones. Eh, Fred?
Very funny. Listen, if it's good enough for Mrs. Yule Brynner, it's good enough for you.
Ricky, how long did you stay with Rudy Valley's band?
One night.
One night?
Rudy traded him to Xavier Cugat for a xylophone player.
How about that? And all because he claimed that he could not understand me when I sang the Waffen Puff song. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight. And we sincerely hope that you're going to join us in our future shows, in which we have some wonderful guest stars like Tallulah Bankhead, June Haver and Fred McMurray, Betty Grable and Harry James, and many, many others. I especially want to thank the United States Steel Hour for delaying the start of the program tonight, and I urge you to stay tuned for their wonderful show, The Locked Door, starring Ralph Bellamy and June Lockhart.
The Lucille Ball, Bessie Arnaz Show, directed by Jerry Thorpe. Written by Madeline Martin, Bob Carroll Jr., Bob Schiller, and Bob Weisskopf. Produced by Bert Granin. Executive producer, Desi Arnaz. Others in tonight's cast were Frank Nelson, George Trevino, Nestor Paiva, Joaquin Del Rio, Vincent Padula, Louis Nicoletti. Show is a Desi Lou production.